Welcome to the History of the Eagles Tour. Second night here at the lovely O2. Gonna take you on a little journey with us tonight, going all the way back to the beginning of this band, onward through the years, all 42 of them. Do that in 2 hours and 45 minutes. Which is kind of what it seemed like. 42 years. Anyway, this portion of the show is to give you some idea of what it was like back in the late summer of 1971. We were first putting this band together. Glenn and I got together first. And we used to rehearse. Just like this. We didn't have any chairs, so we sat around on amplifiers and road cases and things like that. Rehearsed in a little wooden shack out in a place called the San Fernando Valley. All right, some valley rats. Just northwest of Los Angeles. Rehearsed in a really small little wooden structure. It was tucked into a parking lot behind a liquor store. Which was convenient. And this rehearsal hall, if you could call it a hall, belonged to an old fellow named Bud. And he charged us $6 a day to rehearse there. Earlier that year, in the spring of 1971, in April to be exact, Glenn and I had been on tour. We'd been on the road as part of the backup band for Linda Ronstadt. that was a good experience for us. We enjoyed working with Linda very much. But at some point, Glenn and I got to talking and thinking. It's always trouble when we start thinking. And we decided we wanted to have a band of our own. So we went to Linda and we told her that we had a plan. We wanted to start our own group. And as always, she was very gracious about it, very kind. She said, "I wish you well. I wish you all the best. And I have a suggestion to make to you. If you're looking for an additional guitar player, there's someone that you should meet. He's had some experience in the business. He's in a pioneering country rock group called the Flying Burrito Brothers. And he sings, he writes songs, he plays amazing guitar, he also plays the banjo, and his name is Bernie Ledton." So we took Linda's advice and we tracked Bernie down. He was living outside of Los Angeles there in a rural area called Topanga Canyon. He's wearing that same shirt.
It's nice, ain't it?
I lost 10 points just to be in the right place at exactly the wrong time. I look right at the facts there, but I may as well have been completely blind. But if you see me walking all alone, don't look back, I'm just on my way.
Everyone, we started the show out this evening with two songs that may not be the most familiar songs in the Eagles catalog, but pertinent to our history nonetheless. First song we played for you was Whatever Happened to Saturday Night, a song from Desperado that is the only song that the original four Eagles wrote together. And then we just did a beautiful song that Bernie wrote with the late Gene Clark when they were in Dillard and Clark. The song's called Train Leaves Here This Morning and appears on their very first album, which was recorded here at Olympic Studio in Barnes. Back when the Dead Sea was on this side. Right around this time, just before we put the band together, I was playing with a guy named J.D. Souther down in San Diego. We met a young songwriter down there named Jack Temption. He was playing at the same folk clubs and hanging out. Heard a song he played one day, and I really caught my ear, and I said, Jack, what's that? He said, it's a new song I just wrote. I said, man, I said, this would be perfect. This would be absolutely perfect for the band we're putting together. He says, well, great, I'll show it to you, and you can teach it to him. I'd love to have your band do my song. The reason I loved the song so much was because it reminded me of my favorite band at the time, which was another country rock pioneering group called Poco. Anybody heard of Poco? Rehearsal and I showed up to the guys in the band and everybody liked the song. We decided we'd try to work it up, and the first time we played it together, we were sitting around something just like this.
something tells me I may know you as a lover and a friend. But this voice keeps whispering in my ear, telling me I may never see you again. 'Cause I hear a peaceful
to it when the band started, and we would jam it every day. And one day, Don came back with a set of lyrics we all liked. We've been doing it ever since. But tonight, we got a bit of a new arrangement for you.
Back in 1972, our friend guitarist Ned Doheny gave Jackson Browne a birthday present. It was the Book of Gunfighters, a leather-bound collection of stories about the outlaws of the Old West. A while later, Jackson showed the book to J.D. Souther, Don, and myself. As we started thumbing through, we were fascinated by the pictures and stories. Then someone, probably Jackson, said, maybe we should write a song about some of these guys. Well, we went on to write an entire album about them. All started by a gift from a friend to a friend.
When it came time to start thinking about making the second Eagles album, Glenn and I got together and discussed the Book of Gunfighters. And he showed me a guitar riff that he had, and I showed him a chord progression and a melody idea that I've been carrying around with me since the late 60s. And so we sat down and worked together, and that's when we really became a songwriting team. That was the beginning of a songwriting partnership that has lasted over 40 years.
Just by the time. Just another one, and I couldn't keep from coming.
recording our first two albums in London, England with Glyn Johns, we decided to change producers. We also wanted to record closer to home. Our manager, Irving Azoff, suggested American producer engineer Bill Simpson. Bill's production credits included B.B. King, the James Gang, and the Jay Giles Band. So we had a meeting with Bill, and we liked him right away. We told him we wanted to have more input into how our records were made. And Bill said, no problem. So we hired him that night. We also told him we needed to rock a little harder.
Thank you. We had our very first surprising number one single.
this time, Don and I are starting to feel pretty confident as a young songwriting team. Seems like every time we sit down and go to work, we write something pretty good. So this next song is a song that Don and I wrote back in 1975. It's kind of a long song, but we actually wrote it in two nights because we did everything fast in 1975. I want to dedicate this song tonight to my first wife, Plaintiff. Thank you.
Thank you. applause. Bernie Ledden come back to play music with us this year. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play one more song for you. We're going to take a very short break, and then we're going to come back and play for a long, long time. Next song is a song that Don and I wrote with and for our original bass player, Randy Meisman. Randy's not here tonight, obviously, so I'm going to sing it for you, but we are going to send it out to Randy wherever he is. Wish him our very best, and of course, as always, if you know the words, feel free to sing.
Thank you. Make yourself known. Let's get a good look at you. Let's start on this side. Thank you. Very good. Nice to see you. In 1978, I did my first tour as an Eagle, and within less than 3 years, the whole thing just blew apart. Isn't funny. It took us almost 14 years to decide that it's a good idea to get back together. And we did, and we cut a live album and put 4 studio tracks on it. This next song that you're going to hear was written by a man here from England, Paul Carrick, who's in the audience tonight. I hope you do that. And here's how it goes.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, and welcome back to the second half of our performance here this evening. I want to congratulate you all for paying such close attention to the softer songs that we've been presenting so far this evening. That time is over. We're going to kick it up a notch. We can all loosen up together. The Eagles are big fans of Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys. Always have been. As someone once said, the Beach Boys were pioneers, the Eagles were settlers. Though we've carved out a place, I guess, in the musical landscape, nonetheless, the influence of great singing groups like the Beach Boys can be heard in a lot of our stuff. Now, I always loved a live version. It was a single the Beach Boys released of Barbara Ann. It sounded like they were all sitting in a living room together playing. And I thought, boy, I really like that. I wish there was a way that we could do an Eagles song and give it that treatment. So I came up with this idea. I brought it to the band. They said, Glenn, what a great idea. That happens a lot. Take my word for it. Anyway, here's an Eagles song that we're giving a little different treatment to this evening. I hope you like it.
Radio's on play.
much, everybody. It's now my pleasure to introduce to you all the fine musicians who are playing with us here this evening. First of all, on my left, on guitar and background vocals from Arlington, Virginia, Mr. Stuart Smith. On keyboard, percussion and background vocals from New Orleans, Louisiana, Richard Davis. On keyboards and percussion and background vocals from Rochester, New York, Mr. Will Hollis. On drums and percussion from Wayland, Massachusetts, Scott Crago. On keyboards and background vocals from sunny San Diego, California, the big man, Mr. Michael Thompson. Ladies and gentlemen, our bass player since 1978. He sings a lot.
Look, it's down low.
The ribbon on the package. The pride of Sacramento, California.
Our illustrious master of ceremonies, our fearless leader. He's a man with a thousand jokes. He's the guy that put this whole thing together back in the early 70s with Don. And so, on vocals, on guitar, on keyboard, from Detroit, Michigan, I'm talking about Glenn Frey.
Timothy, yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm from Detroit, Michigan, where mother is half a word. Detroit, Michigan, the city that gave us Ted Nugent and won't take him back. I think that's really funny. I don't know why, but it just strikes me as funny. Of course, Detroit also gave us Motown, Bob Seger, a lot of good things from my hometown. Now it's my pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, to introduce to you the finest singer-songwriter I've ever had the privilege of working with. We have been riding this roller coaster called the Eagles off and on for two centuries now. On drums and percussion, on guitar, on vocals, my friend since 1971, from Linden, Texas, Mr. Don Henley! Saw the Loch Ness Monster in Cleveland. The Master Blaster on the Stratocaster from the great state of New Jersey. The one, the only, Jamal.
Okay, now, first of all, I have a camera in my hat here.
In this song, I want to be around, and if I'm looking at you, you're on the big screen, okay? So it's important that you do something. Because this is your big moment. Who knows, you might go viral. You know, get an award. I don't know, anything's liable to happen. If I'm looking at you, you're on the big screen. Don't just sit there, or sit. Okay, the second thing is, it's time for everybody to say, hey!
Hey!
Say, ooh-ah. Say, yo!
Yo!
Say,
hello, baby.
Hello, baby.
Say, I need one of those in this next song. I'll give you plenty of time, I'll show you where, but give me your best, and it'll make a big difference. You'll see what I mean. You'll be glad you did. Wonderful to be back in your lovely country. It truly is home, sharing home for us. We love it here, and I'd like to dedicate this next song to everybody here tonight. How's that?
Thank you.
Still here too. Sing with me.
Okay.
Songs from way back Thank you.